It's The Astrology Show, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Astrology is an ancient science that connects us to the universe, giving us insights and guidance. Join host Monica Wallach as she discusses all things astrological. A professional astrologer for over 20 years, Monica makes astrology fun and easy to understand. Tune in and learn how you can use astrology to enhance and improve your life. Visit naturechannel.fm for archived shows, information on Monica's astrology services, and more.
Hello, this is The Astrology Show, and this is your host, Monica Wallach. I will be entertaining and I hope informing you today about some aspects of astrology. I have been in practice for a little over 20 years now. However, this is my first astrology show, and it's my second time hosting it. So I'm still learning the ropes and ask your indulgence as I get my experience built up here. First, some announcements. If you missed last week's show where I talked about the current alignment and conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, you can listen to it in the archives at naturechannel.fm. And also, as it's the first of the month, I have just put out my two monthly subscription services. So if you wanted to get involved in one of those, you can email me at monicawallach@gmail.com. And the first subscription service is a forecast called the Good Days Forecast. And in that forecast, I pick out the days each month when the planets are in the most harmonious alignment. And that forecast is $9.99 a month. And you can, again, sign up by by emailing me at monicawallach@gmail.com. The second subscription I offer is a monthly student lesson. It gives you a lot of information about planetary data. It allows you to follow your chart. It gives you a monthly lesson to follow. And that subscription is $19.99 a month, and it also comes with the Good Days Forecast. So I just got those out on the first of the month, and again, if you'd like to sign up, you're still in plenty of time to do that, and just shoot me an email. So today on the show, I thought we would spend our time talking about the topic of Pluto. Pluto, which is known as a planet or a dwarf planet, has been in the news quite a lot lately because NASA has just managed to send a spacecraft flying very, very close to Pluto, much closer than anything we have ever had before. And it's called New Horizons, the New Horizons Space Probe. It has sent back some really stunning pictures of the planet Pluto and given us some new information that we didn't know before. For example, we know that it's a much larger planet than we had thought it was. And in fact, there is some talk now that they may raise Pluto back up to the status of a full planet based on this increase in size, which I think would be a good idea because I've been following Pluto as an astrologer for over 20 years now. I think Pluto is a very important heavenly body, and I always use it in my practice. And by the way, I should mention as we go along here that this is a call-in show, And if at any time you have questions or comments you want to share, please feel free to call in. That call-in number, if you wanted to jot it down, is 718-766-4996. Again, 718-766-4996. So if you, pardon me, have any questions or comments about Pluto as I'm talking about it, please feel free to call. So scientists now are shedding a lot of new light on the planet Pluto. We now know it has a very interesting surface, whereas before we couldn't see the surface that well. It has both smooth plains and it has some mountains, and it has it's radiating some sort of heat source, and the scientists aren't sure how it's able to radiate that, but they're working on solving that mystery. And I thought that as the scientists are discovering more about Pluto on the physical level, it might be nice to spend some time in the show today talking about what that means for us on a metaphysical level. Because we have often observed in astrology throughout the ages that when something is happening in the sky, then something significant is usually happening on Earth. So let's talk about Pluto before this most recent time period as we're, you know, getting a new look at it. Because I find the history of Pluto to be absolutely fascinating. I've always enjoyed the story of how it was discovered that relates to the astrological significance of the planet and of the discovery. Pluto is was very recently discovered when you think about in terms of astrological time periods. It was discovered in 1930. And it was discovered in Flagstaff, Arizona, after a fairly extensive search. There was speculation in the astrological community that another planet existed outside of Uranus and Neptune. And a very wealthy Bostonian gentleman named Percival Lowell had a passion for astrology and astronomy. Excuse me, I think astronomy rather than astrology for him. He funded a study to find this mysterious planet that had been predicted to exist. And they called it Planet X. You may recall, if you're getting as old as I am, which is in my 50s, when we were children, there were a lot of science fiction movies, and a lot of times Planet X still got mentioned. Because back in the 1910s and 1920s, they were looking for Planet X and wondering if they'd ever find it, and if they did, you know, what it would be like. So Percival Lowell, the wealthy Bostonian who started the search in 1906, actually passed away in 1916. And the search was interrupted because his widow, his wife, whose name was Constance Lowell, she wanted the money that he had bequeathed to the observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. So they fought it out in court for several years, and eventually, I guess, some money went back into the project in searching for Planet X. And in 1929, the work was resumed by a very young man. I think he was maybe only 24, 25 years old, a young man named Clyde Tumbaugh. And Clyde Tumbaugh, in 1930, using the funding that Percival Lowell had left after his death, did find and identify the planet Pluto. And the reason they picked Pluto as the name is, well, for one thing, it does come from Greek mythology, and that's important when you're naming a planet. It has to come from Greek or Roman mythology. But they also liked it because it is abbreviated PL for Pluto, but PL are the initials for Percival Lowell, who was the man who had originally funded this decades-long search. So that all came together nicely, and in 1930, we had this new heavenly body in our solar system that no one had known was there before. And I find that the time period that certain energies appear in mankind's consciousness are when certain energies are happening here on Earth of similar nature. And it was in the decade after we discovered Pluto that we also discovered how to take plutonium and split the atom and either create a lot of power or a lot of destruction. And that is the nature of Pluto, both in mythology and in astrology. Pluto is associated with power and with the powerful creative force that brings things into being, but also the powerful destructive force that destroys things. And it's very significant, I feel, that within, you know, 10 to 15 years after we discover Pluto and name this heavenly body after the god of death, the mythological god of death, that we as a species create a way to destroy ourselves through, you know, nuclear weapons. And really at that time, human beings went through a huge shift of consciousness because of this knowledge that we now held in how to create our own destruction. And I believe that now that we are flying close to Pluto with the New Horizons space probe, I feel that those questions about life and death, those questions of death and transformation, very much are being brought into human consciousness again, and maybe in a different way. And certainly, sitting over here in Europe, I'm in the Netherlands as I'm broadcasting out to you. We have a really large crisis on our hands because there are vast numbers of people who are immigrating from different countries where they, you know, they have to leave because of war or stress or you know, natural disaster, and literally the gates are being overwhelmed here. They actually had to close the tunnel between France and Britain due to so many immigrants and refugees swarming through the tunnel. And these people, of course, are very desperate for their lives. And again, I think that's very much the nature of the Plutonian energy. So I believe that as New Horizons, the spacecraft, flies by and gives us all of this new information about the nature of the planet Pluto, that we're going to really be experiencing a lot of awakening around the nature of life and death and the nature of intense issues around, you know, how and who gets to live and who, you know, has to suffer another fate. So I see we're just about coming up to break right now. And again, if you'd like to call in and have your question answered or your comment heard, you can call directly in to 718 866-499-4996. And here we're going to break.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stalls. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hi, we're back with The Astrology Show, and you're listening to me, Monica Wallach, your host. We've been talking today about the planet or dwarf planet, as it's now classified, Pluto. And I was mentioning how Pluto was discovered in 1930 as we as a human race came into the time period when we learned how to destroy ourselves, basically, with nuclear weapons. And I think there was a very strong correlation between the awakening of finally discovering Pluto in the sky when it had been there throughout all of human history. It's just no one had been able to see it. And then the bringing into human consciousness of nuclear power and nuclear energy. And again, that force inside the atom had always been there, but it was with the power of plutonium that it was allowed to be unleashed. And again, I think that Pluto as an energy, as a planet, is very associated with this sort of creative power that both creates and then destroys. And I was talking about how now that we are actually exploring Pluto in a more intimate way, I think we as a again, a species, as the human race, need to be examining the deeper issues that Pluto brings up, such as life and death issues, and who, you know, who lives and who dies, and who and how that process and decision is made. And I was sort of referring earlier to something that's on the news over here in Europe quite a lot the last few days. We've had a real crisis of refugees and people coming up from, you know, Somalia and Sudan and Ethiopia, Central African Republic. I mean, there are many, many countries under a lot of strife right now. And the influx of people is literally overwhelming the resources here on the continent. And there are very serious and deep discussions right now about how to save these people and literally save some of them, the ones that are, you know, coming by boat. I think that Pluto is asking a lot of all of us as it's coming more into focus. And again, New Horizons was sent out in 2006 and just finally here in the last few weeks has made its approach and gotten close enough to be sending some of this information and these images back to us. It's been, a real time of reexamining some of these, life and death issues that that we face, you know, on the planet today. And certainly it was thing I read in the newspaper that some of the Republican presidential candidates are really wanting to revisit the abortion issue and as to whether or not there should be any right to choose. So I'm seeing a lot of plutonium themes in the news lately. And certainly the movement of Pluto through any given birth chart is going to influence how any given person is experiencing the energy of Pluto. But I would like to share with you some information about how Pluto is influencing the chart for the United States. This is something I've been watching for several years, and I find it very interesting to look at how much Pluto has been an influence for the U.S., really for, I guess, about the last 10 or 12 years. About 10 years, really, especially. Let me orient you a little bit to the U.S. birth chart and to where Pluto is right now in relation to the U.S. birth chart. When the United States of America was born back in 1776, there was a really beautiful alignment of planets in the sky. Very close together, we had Mars, Venus, Jupiter, the Sun, and Mercury. And those planets were all within about 33 degrees of one another in the sky. And since there are 360 degrees around the sky where planets can fall, having five of the nine planets all within this small grouping, I think makes the country very special. It makes the chart very special, but it makes it very subject to having a lot of energy focused in that one place, and when something transits, then that transit really influences a lot of areas in the chart for the country. We've been having Pluto making alignments to that stellium of planets, to those five planets in that 33-degree window. And it started really, I guess, around the time we got into the war in Afghanistan and then the war in Iraq, because the planets are in this order in the U.S. chart. You first have Mars, then you have Venus, then you have Jupiter, then you have the Sun, then you have Mercury. And the first planet that Pluto started to influence was Mars, and that was back around 2002 to 2005-ish. And Mars is a planet of war and warfare. And as Pluto moved, it's actually been moving in opposition to these planets in the U.S. birth chart. As Pluto moved opposite Mars in the U.S. birth chart, we had a lot of war breakout. And I think that was very tied into what happened in the aftermath of 9/11 and having two major campaigns within a couple of years. And then around 2008, Pluto started to go opposite Venus in the U.S. chart. And Venus is a planet of wealth. And then around 2011, Pluto started to go opposite Jupiter in the U.S. chart. And Jupiter is also a planet of wealth. As we learned last time in the last show, Venus and Jupiter both are tied into money and to financial matters. So really from 2008 and through 2011, we had transiting Pluto moving opposite the money planets, as I call it, in the U.S. birth chart. And that, I think was very tied into the financial crisis that started around 2008 and really we're still pulling out of, I think, in anyone's estimation. And then the interesting thing is that Pluto has yet to go opposite the Sun and Mercury in our country's chart, in the U.S. Birth chart. In fact, over the next 5 years, it will be going opposite the Sun first and then opposite Mercury. And the Sun in any chart has a lot to do with the physical body, with the life force energy, how successful you are and how successful the country can be as a whole. And I'm really curious to see what's going to happen over the next 2 to 3 years as transiting Pluto moves opposite the Sun in the United States birth chart. I guess one reason I'm really curious is that when the same alignment happened in the chart of Russia, in the chart of the USSR, that happened back in 1989, 1990, and 1991. And again, for those of you who are old enough to remember like me, that was when the Soviet Union broke apart. It was when the Soviet bloc really started to open up, and it was quite a change for Russia. And quite a change for the world because we had been used to a communistic state that had been, you know, pretty solid for, you know, 50 or 60 years. And then to have them totally reconfigure themselves was, you know, really a huge event. And I think something similar could be in line for the U.S. And I'll talk a little bit more about that after the next break, which we have coming up. And again, please feel free to call in with your questions. I appreciate your questions and comments. and now we're going to go to break.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stalls. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hi, welcome back to The Astrology Show. This is Monica Wallach. I'm your host as we talk about all things astrological. I saw before the break that I had a caller in, and I'm wondering if I can get her on the line.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, what's your question?
I am fascinated by all of this. I think the information is just so amazing. I was wondering if you could tell me how Pluto, what it's doing in my chart.
Sure. Do you want to give me your birth data?
Sure. It is, I was born November 10th, 1965 in Buffalo. 1965
okay.
In Buffalo, New York. And
okay,
6:30 in the morning.
6:30 in the morning.
After the biggest blackout.
Oh, really? I'm sure that was a comfort to your mother.
I think she was in labor in the dark, and then I was born like as the lights came on, which I've always said has been something relevant in my life.
Talk about a light bulb going off, huh?
Right. I'm here.
Oh, gosh. So so let me make sure I got the data right. You said November 10th of 65?
Yes.
Okay, and around 6:30 a.m. in Buffalo, New York.
Correct.
Okay. So let's take a look. It looks like for you, Pluto is moving through the third house, the area that deals with communication, writing, teaching, speaking, traveling, sharing ideas, and creating new things. So have you been in somewhat of a creative, communicative phase lately?
Hugely.
Hugely good.
Hugely, yeah.
Tell me, have you had your astrology chart read before, or what's your knowledge level about astrology?
It's not a lot. I have had it read a couple of times, but it was many years ago. So I know where my sun sign is and my moon and my rising. I know my Neptune, but that's kind of the extent of it.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, transiting Pluto was actually aligning with your natal Venus back then. Venus signifying love and relationships and creativity. Tell me what has been going on in your life, especially maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, the only thing that really comes to mind, and I don't know if it connects into this, but it was I've had a major shift in my work. I'm still doing the same kind of work, but the focus of it is very different, and it's much more. I guess it's much more community based. It's more about bringing people together in different kinds of ways. And I had been, following my path, and then I all of a sudden got this like screech to a halt. I'm not doing the right thing. And so I just stopped and I just started paying attention and following the threads. And it's led me to where I am right now, which is pretty great. It's, kind of things are really fun and exciting, and there's lots going on. That's the only thing that really comes to mind. I mean, there's always a lot going on in my life. I'm just high creating. I'm always creating stuff and writing, and just there's always a lot going on.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for calling into the show, and I hope the information has been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. And again, if anyone else wants to call in and share a comment or ask about a chart, the call-in number is 718-766-4996. And I wanted to reflect a little bit on how and why it is that when something happens in the solar system, such as the discovery of a planet, why we have a shift of energy or consciousness here on planet Earth. And I'd like to actually take you a little bit through the history of planetary discovery and give you some examples of what I mean by this phenomenon of reflection of what happens here once something is discovered out there. And I guess the best way to do it is just to give you a little historical tour of the last discoveries of significance, which really started in the late 1700s, around 1787. We discovered a new planet named Uranus. And this was really big news back in the day because we had not discovered a planet ever. The only planets that mankind knew about up until the discovery of Uranus were the ones that we could see with our naked eye. And those would be Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Just those five, those were the only ones that human beings knew of. They were the only ones we could see. And then really in the late 1780s, when Uranus was discovered. It sparked an amazement amongst human beings that there was something else in the solar system that we didn't know about. And it really ushered in what I consider to be the age of learning or the age of enlightenment. And if you've studied some astrology or even studied some mythology, Uranus as an energy or as a mythological deity is associated with change and excitement and moving into the future. It has a strong association with breaking up old foundations and old ruts and old patterns that we had fallen into. So interesting, in 1787, we discovered Uranus and really soon started to discover all of these new things like, you know, how to create a motor and how to create airplanes and how to create cars. And really this age of discovery, I think, was opened up with the discovery of the planet Uranus. Then the next planet that was discovered, it was around 1846. That was the discovery of the planet Neptune. And I find this very interesting, the correlation between the discovery of Neptune and what happened, again, here to mankind on Earth. Neptune as a planetary energy is very associated with what I call non-reality. On the high side, non-reality includes the spiritual world, the world of things beyond the physical senses. Neptune, though, also deals with non-reality in terms of escaping reality through either addictions or through failing to deal with reality. So Neptune is sort of an energy that dissolves things and creates worlds of illusion. And after we found Neptune in 1846, I think the really interesting thing that happened around that time was that the whole world of using medicine, especially morphine and opium, was opened up because of the Civil War and because of the need for morphine to deal with the wounds of that war. A lot of people actually started to have addiction issues, and you started to have problem with people slipping into non-reality. And the other interesting thing that happened around the time Neptune was discovered was that the first photographs were invented. We had never had the ability to capture an unreal image of a real person before that time. And again, that was really a huge shift for human beings when the first photographs started to be shown around the world. It was amazing for someone in one part of the world to be able to actually look at an image of someone in another part of the world. And again, that image wasn't real, and that was the connection with Neptune. And then, as I said, the next planet to be discovered was in 1930, and the planet Pluto. And Pluto ushered in our acquaintance with our ability to, have the power of life and death in our hands. I'm going to pick up with the history of planetary discovery when we come back from the break. And again, you're listening to The Astrology Show with Monica Wallach. And now we're off to the break.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stall.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows, from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
You're listening to The Astrology Show with host Monica Wallach on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at naturechannel.fm.
Hi, it's The Astrology Show with Monica Wallach, your host, and we're back after the break. I wanted to pick up where we left off and telling you some of the interesting correlations I found between when planets were discovered and when certain events started to manifest here on Earth for human beings. I've always been fascinated that in the 1780s, when Uranus was discovered, we then started to discover a lot of new things and really start moving into, I guess, the modern age or the age of discovery. In 1846, the 1840s, with the discovery of Neptune, the planet of spirituality, but also of escaping from reality, that's when we got photographs, which led to movies, which are the ultimate non-reality. And it was also the time when, because of the Civil War, you found people literally escaping their pain through addiction. So I found it very interesting then as well in the 1930s as we discovered Pluto, but soon thereafter we discovered how to take plutonium and destroy ourselves. And I guess the last real correlation I've always seen between planetary discovery and huge shifts for humankind, I've always been fascinated that it was in the 1960s that we made the first missions to the moon and we had the first landings on the moon. And the moon in astrology has always been correlated with women and with the birth cycle, you know, with pregnancy and childbirth. And I always sort of tickled me that it was during the 1960s that we first got access to the pill and to birth control. And I found it so amazingly coincidental that during the very decade that human beings sort of explored the moon physically or you know, conquered that distance between Earth and the moon, that women finally, during that same decade, obtained the freedom to, you know, regulate whether they had a child or not. And so again, as I've observed over and over again, that what we are finding out in the sky and what we are exploring in our solar system seems to really impact the consciousness of the human beings here on Earth. I think it's absolutely fascinating that we are now flying by Pluto. And I know that we are contemplating actually sending people to the planet Mars. That's way in the future. But I kind of wish we'd explore Venus and Jupiter a little bit more, since those have, you know, much more positive energies. I'm always a little hesitant when we get close to something like Pluto, because it's a very intense energy, very strong. So I guess we'll see what new consciousness comes for us here as we now are getting new images of this planet like we've never had before. And I'd like to sort of wind down the show today by just reminding you that if you missed this show or my first show last week or any of the other great shows on Nature's Channel FM, you can go to the website, natureschannel.fm, and go to the archives section and find all of the archived shows there. Again, if you're interested in signing up for one of my monthly subscription services, you can sign up for the Good Days Forecast for just $9.99, or you can sign up to get both the Good Days Forecast and my monthly student update for $19.99 a month. And the easiest way to do that is just send me a quick email, monicawallach@gmail.com. Any questions or comments from the show as well, please feel free to email me. And I look forward to speaking with you again next Monday. Remember, it's 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the astrology show, all things astrological. And I hope you enjoyed the discussion today about Pluto and some of the other planets and their meaning for us as we learn more about them. So please take care and enjoy the week. And I will talk to you next Monday.
Thank you for listening to The Astrology Show. We hope you have been informed, entertained, and enlightened by today's show. Remember to tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to learn more about astrology and how it relates to you. Would you like to hear part of Monica's show again or get more information about astrology? Visit natureschannel.fm for archived shows, information on Monica's astrology services, and more.
Natureschannel.fm, amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.